The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek sets forth the idea that Cheskes Karkos is Gimel Shonim, that in order to prove that one is an owner of a field, a person has to be Machse Gimel Shonim Yom Liyom by Cheskes Karkos. When is that? So the Mishnah says that's only in a case where Osa Peros Todi. Something that's Osa Peros Todi. So a karka or something on the karka, whether it's Batim or Boros or Shichin or Beis Abadim, etc. In all of these situations, since it's a davar she'osa peres tada, there the chazok is gimel shana miyom liyom. But if it's a sada beis habal, which is not osa peres tada, so then the chazoka is different. Okay. One of the elements that's mentioned in this list is beis habad. Beis Abadim is like Batim, Boris, and Shichin, etc., where it's Osa Peres Todir. And therefore, the Chazok, Cheskosin, Shaloshonim, Yom Liyom. Comes Tosfos and asks, Piresh Rivam, the Hadit Nan, he doesn't ask it as a kasha, but just a statement. The Rivam says the following, the Hadit Nan, Beperek Chomer Bakodesh, the Mishnah in Chagiga says, Avru Hagitos Vehabadim, Dimash Meshiesh Lenzman Kavua. Mishnah Chagiga says that there's a zman for gitos and badim. Gitos means a wine press, and badim is an oil press. So the Mishnah Chagiga is trying to figure out when can we assume that the shemen and the yayin are tahor. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah Chagiga and Avchav Dalad Mebeis. I think we just lost this. Let's try this again. Sorry about this. You still on, Woody? Okay, so I'll just assume that... okay, it is connected. Good. I don't know why... Okay. I'm sorry about that. So the Mishnah Chagiga on the Chavdal and Avay says Chomer b'tshuma. Chomer b'tshuma should be Yehuda nemonim al taras yayin v'shemen kol yimos hashana. Ami ha'oretz, who are not so nizer in tumah v'tara, the Mishnah says that they're nemon to say that yayin and shemen that are kodesh, that are designated for the mizbeach, are tohar. Because we don't assume that they're going to be matami that kind of yayin and shemen. U'b'shas hagitos v'habadim, b'shas agitos v'habadim. It's a work in progress. So b'shas agitos v'habadim, aval pi afal atruma, they're neman, the ami haaretz are neman, even on truma, b'shas gitos and badim. Because b'shas gitos and badim, everyone's going to be careful with the tara of truma and yayin. But avru gitos v'habadim, heviu lo chavish shal yayin shal truma, lo yikablenu mimenu, aval minicha l'gasaba. But If the Amoretz gives the chover a chovis of yayin and truma not b'shas gitos or badim, so then we're afraid that it might be tameh. He's not nizer in tara, not b'shas gitos, not b'shas abadim. So then you're not supposed to take it from him. Wait for the next gas, and then if he gives it to you, so then you can accept it from him because we can assume that it's tohar because he's so careful. So if it's not tohar, he wouldn't mix it with his other yayin and shem. That's the Mishnah in Chagiga. So Zok the Rivam, don't you see from the Mishnah and Chagiga that there is a certain time, this is Man Gitos, this is Man Badim, there's a certain time that they press the oil, that they press the wine. So why does the Mishnah over here in Bava Basra assume that Beis Abadim is a Davar She'osa Peres Todir? It's just not true. The Metzias says it's not true. There is a Zman Gitos Abadim. So he says, Hainu Sherova Olam Dorchen Oz Bizman Lakita. Aviyesh Ben Yadam Shematznian Kol Ashana V'dorchen B'ma'at Ma'at. Dr. Rivam, the Rove keep to the Zman. They keep to the Zman Habadim, to the Zman Agitis. That's the Rove. But there is a Miut. There's a minority of people that continue. They continue to be Doriath. They continue to squeeze the Alas even after the Zman Habadim. So basically what the Rivam is saying is, it's Lav B'davka Nokat. Even though the Loshon Zman Habadim sounds like that's the only time for Zman Habadim. No, that's LP Rove. Maybe the Mishnah picked on the Rove. The din is based on the Rove. since it's the zman abadim for rov, so that's the zman that we can assume that it's going to be tahor. But any other zman, we can't assume it's going to be tahor. But there is a miut. There is a miut that is dorech even shalov zman habadim, shalov zman agitas. Dr. Yivam, therefore, a beis abadim is viewed as a dovah she'osa peres tadim. But the Mishnah says that it's a dovah she'osa peres tadim, has kasim gimel shana miyom liyom. How can it be if the Mishnah in Chagiga says that there's a zman habadim, a special zman that they squeeze the olives? The answer is that that's only the rov, but there are some people who do it after that time. So therefore, it's taka a dovah she'osa peres tadim. This is one answer that the Rishonim give to the kasha. The Ritva gives a different answer. He gives probably the simplest answer. What does the Ritva say? See the Ritva inside. With na nami bin sechas hagiga over abadim einam ne'monim, alma zman yadua yesh lahem. Sounds like there is a zman yadua for the badim. If over abadim, over zman abadim. Elahocha beveis abadim she'osam behem minei shimonim harbein. Zog the Ritva. Here we're talking about a beis abadim where they do mine shmonim harbe, not just shemen zayis. Maybe shemen zayis, the normal shemen. When we talk about pressing olives, we're thinking of zaysim, right? I mean, that's what pressing olives mean, right? Pressing zaysim is producing shemen zayis. Pressing olives is producing shemen zayis. Zokter Ritva, avru habadim, that's not talking about... That's talking about shemen zayis. Classical shmonim, classical oil, comes from zaysim. But the beis abadim of the Mishnah is not beis abadim that they're squeezing olives, but rather mina shmonim harben. Ukede pirshu hatosfis poshutu. So in the footnote over here, they say it was a little mishtabish. You don't really know how the Ritva ends. It's a little strange. Ukede pirshu hatosfis, even that is strange. The tosis didn't... Our tosis doesn't have such a pshat. But there are multiple valitosis. The Ritva quotes a different valtosis who says that here in the Mishnah, Beis Abadim is not referring to Beis Abadim for zesim, to produce shemen zayis. Rather, it's referring to Beis Abadim that's going to produce other types of oils. And other types of oils, apparently the Zman is called Lashana Kula. The Zman is called Lashana Kula, so then there's no kasha to begin with. It's not a kasha b'chlal. As long as you know, of course, as long as you know that the Mishnah is talking about Beis Abadim for kol mineh shmonim. Now that's not the poshuk shot. If we say beis abadim, we would think that it's talking about regular shemen zayis. So Tosfos felt compelled to give a different answer because he established the mishnah to be talking about the normal case of shemen zayis. The Ritva, you know, stands on his head a little bit. He says maybe we're not talking about shemen zayis. So it is a chiddush that he says maybe we're not talking about shemen zayis. But at the same time, if we're not talking about shemen zayis, so then there's no chiddush in his pshat. And it works out very nicely that really Beis Abadim is a Dabba Shosa Peres Tadim. The Shita Mekubetzes offers another approach. What does the Shita say? Beis Abadim Aval Bishayin Mosek Hazesim Kiyim Pam Achaz Bishana Yesh Lomar Drichoso Eino Nigmar At Shana Shiyochol Odom Lahashos Osam. The Dricha is not going to be completed until the end of the year, because some people wait to do the dricha. It's sort of like the Rivam, a little bit along the lines of Tosfos. That even though the dricha is only pamachas b'shana, but it's not nigmar until the end of the year because people delay. People delay. It almost sounds like what the Rivam is saying, that people are dorech ma'at ma'at. Right? Some do... It's a little bit of a different lashon. Right? Some do it ma'at ma'at, and some just don't do it at the regular Zman. Some do it a little bit later, so therefore it's not completed until the end. Not completed till the end. Va'ot shemosifin lahotzi shamna mitoch shemischam min zeh al zeh, v'em psolis yotze mehem kolkach. This is a new answer. The Shita quotes that maybe the answer is that the process is still continuing, even though the Beis Abad, the press, has been placed down on the olives at one point in time, but the process, the oil coming out of the olives, continues. The psolis doesn't leave the olive, and the olive gets warm, and somehow the process of the squeezing of the olives continues lezman aruch, maybe for the whole year. I'm not really sure what he means. At a certain point, the olives are going to get spoiled if you leave them there. And apparently he's assuming that even though there is a Zman Abadim, but the process of squeezing the olive is going to extend a little bit further. A third pshat Rabbi Yonasan has, shekasha'ein dorchin bebeis abad, osim imenu mimeguras letfua o lekama tashmishin. This is totally something new. Rabbi Yonasan suggests that why is beis abad medavash osaperas todir? Not because of the squeezing of the olives. Well, the squeezing of the olives takes place at the Zman Abad. But they use the beis habad kol hashana kula. The beis habad is used kol hashana kula. For what? Not for squeezing olives. Right? The squeezing of the olives occurs at the Zman Abadim, as the Mishnah Chagiga says. But even after that time, they'll still use the beis habadim as a megura, as a storage place for tfua, and for other tashmishim. So therefore, it's a davar she'osaperes tavim. That's a very mechush to pshat. Right? The first pshat is that it extends. Maybe it's like Tosfos, that al pi rov, they do the dericha bizman abadim, but they, you know, it extends. Some people delay, the miut delays, so maybe it can be viewed as a davar she'osaperes tavim. And then he has the second pshat, but the third pshat, he suggests that, the dricha is over at the Zman Abadim. But the usage of the Beis Abad is not limited to the Zman Abadim. It continues, because they use the Beis Abad for other tashmishim. They use it as a storage place for tua, they use it for other tashmishim, so therefore it's viewed as a davar she'osaperes todir. This is the second approach. Third approach, if you will, right? We have the Rivam, that rov adorech b'zman abadim, but there's a miyat that's dorech afterwards. We have the Ritva, who says that the Mishnah is talking about other types of shemen, right? Dricha for other types of shemen, which occurs kol hashana kula, as opposed to shemen zayis. The dricha for shemen zayis is only bizman abadim. Rabbi Yonasan, in his third approach, let's say, his third creative approach, he says that beis abadim is viewed as a davar she'osaperes todir, not because of the dricha for shemen zayis, but rather for the other tashmishim that are used, that even after the dricha, it's used as a storage place and for other tashmishim. And then we have one final pshat, Rabbeinu Gershom. What does Rabbeinu Gershom say on the Gilyon? Gershom writes like this: Beis Abadim, Zeu Bad Shel Zeisim. So first he says it's Bad Shel Zeisim. That's the normal pshat. Whenever you have in the Mishnah Beis Abad, it's talking about Beis Abad for Zeisim. Shemen Zayis, that's the normal case, not like the Ritva. Zeu bad shel zeisim, shelachad drisas hazeisim, menichim shem ha-shemen, u'mestapken himena b'choyom v'yom. Zokter Rabbeinu Gershom, what do they do with the Beis Abad? They squeeze they press the olives, the shemen comes out, and where does the shemen go? It goes into the bottom of the Beis Abad. Right? It goes down, they have the olives in the area where they press, but then there's a hole. There's a hole and there's a receptacle, right? There's an area below where the shemen collects, and then mistapik mimeno b'chol yom. They don't use the beis abad per se, but people take the shemen out of the beis abad. It's like a storage area, but not a storage area for tvua, for something else. Stam a storage area. No, it's that they squeeze the olives, it produces the shemen. The shemen is stored in the beis abad, and people are supplied. They're provided with the shemen for kol hashana kula, kol yom v'yom. They're provided with the shemen from the Beis Abad. That's why it's called the Paris Tadir. We're talking about shemen zayis over here, and we're talking about a usage for the shemen zayis. But that's what happens, right? Even if we'll say that the dricha is only bizman abadim, but the usage of the Beis Abad is not limited to the zman abadim, to the zman dricha. But rather, since the mistapik mimena b'chol yom v'yom, so that's viewed as a davar she'osa peres tadir. Kiva.
Within the pshat of Rabbi Gershom, don't we say the word osa, meaning implying that it has to be producing something and not just using or storing or something like
Excellent
that?
Excellent kasha. It's a good kasha. So he's interpreting that osa peres tadir means that there's a usage. Osa is, it doesn't mean doing something b'kum va'aseh. Right? You're pointing out that the Lashon Osa sounds like you should be actively using the thing. Rabbi Gershom is assuming it's not b'kum va'aseh. It's not actively using it. It's there. The shaman is there, and they're taking out of the base. That's the chiddush in his pshat. Sure. That is the chiddush in his pshat. So what's the machlokas? different approaches. And you could say, this is just pshat in the line of the words beis habadim, you know, let's just go right. But maybe there's more here. What's the machlokas? What are they arguing about? The Ritva felt that he had to give a different pshat. He had to say, we're not talking about Shem Zayis at all. But once you're not talking about Shem Zayis, he says, you're actually pressing, whatever item you need the shemen from, shemen shum shemen, shemen agozin, shemen snonos, shemen pakuos, whatever. You know of all these types of shemen, right? You've heard of them before? I think we've all heard of these different types. Right? They're all types of shemen. So they're all types of shemen. So then you can use a beis habad, kol hashana kula. It's a strange way to learn the Mishnah, but that's what the Ritva says. He doesn't want to learn like the other Rishon. Doesn't want to learn like the Rivam, like Rabbi Yonason, etc. So why does he not want to learn like them? What's the problem with Epsha? What are these approaches dependent on? So perhaps these different approaches are dependent on another Shai. Right, we're trying to define what's a Davar Shu'osa Peres Tadir. But the Mishnah teaches us Yesod that a Davar Shu'osa Peres Tadir, the chazaka of such an item is Gimel Shonim Yom Liyom. Right, that the machzik has to use this item 3 full years. What does that mean? What does it mean that he's using the item? Once we define the item as a davar shu'osa peres tadir, the machzik has to use it for 3 full years. Why is that? What's the reason for that halacha of the Mishnah? What's the tama davar? Why do you need gimel shanim miyom liyom by a davar shu'osa peres tadir? So here we have a very interesting machlokas rishonim. Rabbeinu Gershom later on the Gilyan, he explains this point. Cheskosan gimel shanim miyom liyom, the kolhani osin shimush miyom liyom. All these items, since they're a davar shu'osa peres tadir, the tashmish of the item is gimel shanim miyom liyom, it's constant. Kolhani osin shimush miyom liyom. Im hechzik bohem gimel shanim miyom liyom, v'achagach ma'ar aleyem shum odom machzikin lahu biyad ha-machzik. Fine. ומשמחי בעינה מיום ליום כדי שלא יוכל ליטון המער אני בעשי לשם ולא ראיסיו שהיה משתמש בו לפי כך לא מכיסי. Rabbeinu Gershom says, why do you need מיום ליום, a chazaka מיום ליום? That's because if it's not מיום ליום, so then the מער, the מרקמה, can say, I came and I didn't see him using it. I came and I didn't see him using it. Because he used it for a lot of the days, but he didn't use it for all the days. So maybe on the day that the Marakama came, this individual wasn't there. So that's why the Chazak is Dafka Gimel Shana Miyom Liyom. You have to be machzik each and every day of the 3 years to prevent the Marakama from saying, I wasn't Mocha. Meaning if the Marakama is not Mocha, so now we want to say what? We want to say that it's a Raya Brura, that the machzik really owns it, right? That's the Maskon of yesterday's Shim. Right, that the Yesod of Gimel Shanim, which we'll see, it's a Shaila, Hoche Ushan, right? We're going to get to it. But the Pashup Shat is that Cheskas Gimel Shanim is to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Machzik owns this item. So, Rabbeinu Gershom, if it's Davar Shu'osa Peres Tadir, so maybe the Marakam is going to come on a day that the Machzik is not using the item. If he's not using the item, then the Marakam will say, I came and you weren't using it, so I didn't see the need to be Mocha. So just because 3 years have passed, it's not a raya brua that the machzik really owns it. That's his approach. Yes, Eitan.
Are we assuming that the original owner had knowledge that the person was using the tool? The log is claiming that he went that single day and didn't see it have any effect.
Because even though he has knowledge that he was using it, but now he comes to check it out himself. Comes to check it out himself, and he's not going to be a mocha because he can't believe it. He can claim that he checked it out. He couldn't believe it. He wants to see what's going on. And he came in, the guy wasn't there. So he said, okay, yeah, maybe he used it one day. He used it like a ganav, right? Like the Gemara says, shomit v'ochil. You know, he snatched a little bit. He used the beis habad one day, but you know, the fact that he wasn't using it every day, so that shows that he wasn't trying to be machzik in the beis habad. So he stole the beis habad. He wasn't using it with the permission of the owner. But the Marakama doesn't feel that he has to be mocha because he says this individual is not going to have a raya that the Beis Avad belongs to him. Yes?
If the machzik hadn't been there every single day during the 3 years, but the Marakama never saw, didn't see the machzik not be there. The Marakama only saw the days when the machzik was, like using the base habad, within the machzik still be able to.
No, because the rule is that the machzik has to be there. I mean, he has to bring edim on his chazak. He has to bring edim that he was there each and every day. So if he doesn't bring edim that he was there each and every day, the rule is that he can't be machzik with such a chazaka.
How does that stem with what the Rebbe Gershon was saying? Because it seems like it's really just insurance against the Bar Kama saying, I didn't have any.
Okay, so if the machzik isn't machzik appropriately for three full days, so then that's not a real chazaka, because he should have been concerned that the Bar Kama is going to come on that day that he's not there, and he's not going to be mocha as a result of that. So, again, whether the Bar Kama claims this or not, so the chazak is not a good chazak anymore. The chazak is not going to prove anything because even if he were machzik in that way, right? Even if the Bar Kama didn't come, but if he were machzik in a way that's not a full chazak, so then it's just not going to work. It's not going to work. I don't want to get into what some of the Rishonim say. The Cheses Gemoshonim is a takanas chachamim. If it's a takanas chachamim, I don't have to say much. Meaning, once the rules are set forth, that based on the fact that we want to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that the machzik owns it, so the chachamim are misakin that a person has to be machzik in a certain way, and the marakam has to be moch in a certain way. So then, if he doesn't do it properly, so then it's just not going to work. But even if we don't come on to that, I think it doesn't prove anything anyway, because if you were machzik in a deficient way, so then the chazok isn't good, so then it's not going to establish him as the rightful owner. This is one way to explain why for davar she'osa peres todah yitaka need a chazok each and every day. The Ramah has a different approach, though. The Yad Ramah says something very, very interesting at the very beginning of the parak. V'hainu. V'hainu taima de be'ina miyom liyom lo kaima le chazok lo machzik ala hecha de ishtamish be bahu midi kederach keva v'derach keva kederach she'habay le mishtamshim. The Ramah says, why do you need miyom liyom? That's because the machzik can only have a chazaka if it's kederach keva. He has to be mishtamish in the item bederach keva, in the normal way. The normal way, kederach shabai lemishtamshim, the way that an owner uses this item. De'ilav hachi motzi ma'ara lemitan keiv lechazoid lohav mishtamish bei el derach arai amin alav lachzuke bei koboi el akroi ba'almahu. Because if he's not machzik miyom liyom, if he's not machzik kederach keva, the way that people do, if it's just ba'kroi ba'alma, so the marakama can say, the reason why I wasn't mocha is because he's not using it b'derach keva. He's not using it the way that ba'alim normally use it. So I wasn't concerned. He's using it ba'kroi ba'alma, just in like a temporary way, just snatching a usage. That's not something significant. So I didn't take it seriously. So therefore, I wasn't mocha. That's not the Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom says that the reason why you need chazaka miyom liyom is because if not, then the marakama could say, I came on the day that you weren't being masik. I came on that day and I didn't see that you were doing anything. The Ramah says no. That if he's not masik each and every day, then there's a problem with the chazaka itself, that the marakama can say, he wasn't machzik kederech bailim. He wasn't machzik bederech keva. He was machzik ba'akroi ba'alma. So because his chazoka wasn't bederech keva, I didn't think that was a significant enough chazoka to be mocha. So a little bit of a different svar. What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina between the two? According to the Ramah, it would seem as though the only way that someone could be machzik miyom liyom, could be masik in a davar she'osa peres todah, is if he actually uses it miyom liyom, each and every day, b'derech keva. If he used it b'derech keva, so then the marakama can't say anything. He used it properly. If he doesn't use it b'derech keva, if he doesn't use it for the malacha that this kli is normally used for, so then the marakama can say, he didn't use it b'derech keva. Rabbeinu Gershom wouldn't say that. Rabbeinu Gershom would say that as long as the item is being used each and every day, even if it's not being used b'derech keva, the way that the Bailim, the Iker Melocha that this Kli is used for, it doesn't matter. As long as the Ma'ara can't say that, well, I came that one day and I didn't see him using the Kli, He wasn't using the kli. Right? If he can't say that, then it's a good chazaka. If he can't say that, then it's a good chazaka. So it's not necessary. Rabbi Gershon wouldn't say that it's necessary to use the kli b'derech keva each and every day. He would say it's necessary to use the kli b'derech keva, but the key is that each and every day there has to be some kind of a use going on, because if not, then you could have a marakama who would come to Bezin and say, well, I didn't see him there. I didn't see him using the kli b'derech keva. He doesn't say anything about using the kli b'derech keva. I didn't see him there each and every day. I came one day and he wasn't there. Rabbi Gershon would say, as long as the kli is used for some purpose, even if it's not used b'derech keva each and every day, that should be sufficient. Rabbeinu Gershom l'shitaso, Rabbeinu Gershom, who assumes that the reason why the machzik for a davar she'osa peres todah needs miyom liyom is because if not, then the marakama can claim that I didn't see him that day. So he defines davar she'osa peres todah, right? Something that's osa peres todah is even something that is not being used b'derech keva for each and every day. It's not necessary for it to be used each and every day b'derech keva. The chazoka that the machzik has to make on a davar she'osa peres todah is related to the definition of what is a davar she'osa peres todah. It's really the flip side of the same coin. Right? If the chazoka, if the reason why the machzik has to be machzik miyom liyom is because if not, so then the other guy can claim, I didn't see you there. It's not that the machzik has to be machzik b'derech keva each and every day, but he just has to be doing something, so then it makes sense that to define the item as a davar she'osa peres todah, it doesn't have to be osa peres todah b'derech keva, meaning it doesn't have to be that people use it b'derech keva each and every day. As long as people use it b'derech keva, and they always use the kli for some purpose, like using the oil in the kli, that should be sufficient. That should be sufficient. Because that's what osa peres todah means. That's what a chazaka of todah means. Right? If the chazaka, miyom liyom, is simply that he's using it every day, he doesn't have to use it for the malacha kvua of the kli every day, so then taka makes sense that to define the kli itself, the dover itself, as a dover she osa peres todah, it doesn't have to be used b'derech keva each and every day. It has to be used b'derech keva, let's say, for most of the days. But as long as it's used for some purpose each and every day, even if that usage is that they're mistapeg from the shemen b'chol yom b'yom, that's enough to be called osir peres todah. That should be enough to be called osir peres todah. The Ramah wouldn't say that. The Ramah would say that if you're not using it b'derech keva each and every day, that's not, just like that's not a good chazaka for the machzik miyom liyom, so too, how can you define the item as a davar she'osa peres todah if it's not used b'derech keva each and every day? That's not a davar she'osa peres todah b'chalal. You would not need a chazaka gimel shana miyom liyom with such an item, according to the Rama. Right? It's something has to be used. The chazaka has to be b'derech keva each and every day. And to define the element as a davar she'osa peres todah, the way that it's used has to be that you use it for a malacha kavua of the kli each and every day. If not, that's not called osa peres todah, because the two are connected to each other. Similarly, to say that a davar she'osa peres todah is that after you squeeze the oil, after you squeeze the zeisim, so then you use the beis habad for a storage area, storage of tvua, komine tashmishim. That's also peres todir. That's not a tashmish keva. That's not a malacha kvua. That's a malacha ba'akrai. If I've ever heard of one, that's stama usage, a tofel usage. That's not the ikar usage of the beis habad. If you hold that the chazaka of the machzik gimel shana miyom liyom has to be a chazaka b'derech keva, right? So then it makes sense that the item to be defined as a davar she'osa peres todir, that item has to be used b'derech keva each and every day. You can't say, oh, if you use it b'derech keva most of the days, but the other days you use it as a storage area, so that's enough to be called osa peres todah. That's not osa peres todah. That's not the malacha kavua. So if it's not the malacha kavua, how can you define that as davar she'osa peres todah? The Ramah would say that if you have an item, if a beis habad were only used for b'derech keva for most of the year, but for part of the year it's not used b'derech keva, then you would not need to be machzik himul shana miyom liyom by the Beis Habad. That would be viewed as a davar she'ein osa peres tadir, and it would not need a chazaka for 3 full years. Because that's not called osa peres tadir, since the malacha kvua is not done each and every day. Right? So there are two nafkamina between these approaches. First of all, if you're not actually doing a maisa bekumva asay with the item, right, like storing the shemen in the Beis Habad, being a stopek from the shemen kol yom v'yom, you're not actually doing a malacha. Not doing any malacha. Rabbi Gershom would say that's fine. As long as the item is being used each and every day, that's called osa peres tadir. Just like for the chazaka of the machzik, it would be sufficient that he's using it in some way, even if he's not using it for the normal, even if he's not using it become v'asei in the normal way that the thing is used, that's okay. That's considered a chazaka. The Rama would say no, that just like the chazaka has to be b'derach keva, the way that the Bailam used it, so too to define the item as a davar she'osa peres tadir, it has to be something that's used bekum va'aseh each and every day. That's one nafkamina between the two. And the second is, let's say you're actually using it bekum va'aseh. You are using it bekum va'aseh, but you're not using it for the malacha kvua. You're not using it for the normal usage of that item. Right? You're being dorech with the Beis Habad. You're pressing olives for a part of the year. But for the rest of the year, you are using it bekum va'aseh, but you're using it for other tashmishim. You're using it for a storage area. So you're bringing things in and out of the area. It is bekum va'aseh, but it's not the derech keva that you use the Beis Habad. Rabbi Gershom would say, in such a case, it's still called davar she'osa peres tadir. It doesn't matter, even if you're not using it b'derech keva, the normal way that the item is used. As long as you're using it each and every day, that's called a davar she'osa peres tadir. The Rama would say, no, if you're not using it b'derech keva, so then that can't be viewed as a davar she'osa peres tadir. According to the Rama, l'chora, the only answer that you can give, right, the way that we have to explain the Mishnah of Beis Habad, and why is it viewed as davar she'osa peres tadir, you got to say, either like the Ritva, that we're not talking about Shemen Zayis, we're talking about other Shemonim, which Taka, the Beis Habad is going to be used, b'derech keva, in the normal way that the Beis Habad is used, going to be used miyom liyom, each and every day. Either that, or you have to say, like the Bali Tosfos, that it's true, up here over the Beis Habad is only used for Shemen, right? Al pi rov, most people use it for shemen. Most people are dorech the zaysim only bizman abadim, but the miyot is dorech even not bizman abadim. So because it is used kol hashana kula for dricha zaysim, that's the malacha kvu of the Beis Habad. So then that's called the davar she'osa peres tadir. Okay, so it could be that these different approaches, why a Beis Habadim is called a davar she'osa peres tadir, might relate to the machlokas rishonim. What's the reason that the machzik has to be machzik miyom liyom on a davar she'osa peres tadir? Is there this necessity to be doing the malacha kvua each and every day? Or maybe it's not necessary. Maybe it's enough that he's using the item in a productive fashion, even if it's not the malacha kvua. That's enough. Those two approaches might determine. Those two approaches might be what the Machlokes HaRishonim hinges. Okay, this is point number one in the sugya. Questions? Yes, Tovia.
For the question that the Yavamah and Rabbi Gershon are answering, is it under what circumstances does
what kind of a chazaka does the machzik have to be machzik miyom liyom and a davar she'osa peres tadir? Right, what kind of a chazaka and why? Right, why does he have to be machzik miyom liyom? What's the svar? What's the reason? That's what they're arguing about.
Why is there every machzik?
Right. Why does it have to be each and every day?
Not about what machzik actually has to do in order.
Well, they're both related to each other, right? If you say that he has to be machzik in a way that he's doing something, because if not, the Marakama can say, "I didn't see you doing anything," so then he doesn't have to be doing a malacha kvua. As long as he's doing something, that should be sufficient. If the pshat is no, you have to do kederach shabayla v'shtamshin, that you have to do kederach keva, so then he dafka has to be doing the special malacha kvu of this kli. Eitan.
When the Rebbeinu Gershom mentions that he used it as storage for the oil, is he just giving a random example of something used?
No, I think that's the standard usage. I think it is the standard usage.
Using it as storage?
Meaning they're going to be mistopic from the shemen that's there. But it's still b'shevi al tasa. Right, it's still b'shevi al tasa. You're not actually using the Beis Habad, right? Are you really using the Beis Habad? No, you're just leaving it there. So it's like a passive usage. It's not a real usage.
Does it
It's not really it's not a malacha kavua for sure, right? That's not the malacha. The malacha kavua of Beis Abad is to press olives, to produce oil. That's the malacha kavua. Right? So it is some kind of a usage, but it's like a passive usage. It's not a real usage. So that's the question, whether that's considered a usage. One more. Yehuda.
You say that he prohibited Gershom from using the lashon of stopping kol yom yom. That means he's like taking a little bit out every day?
Yeah, yeah. He's being supplied. I'm sorry?
He's doing a maisa with the Beis Abad.
Not really. I would say he's doing a maisa with the Beis Abad if he puts tevua into the Beis Abad. Here, he's not really doing anything. He did the maisa before. Now he's taking out the oil from the Beis Abad. He's not storing something new in the Beis Abad. He's just b'shevi al tasa, leaving the oil there.
That's still part of the purpose of the Beis Abad.
Not really. You could store the oil in containers. You don't have to... Mistama, he's not going to the Beis Abad to take out a little bit of oil. You know, he wants just a little bit of oil, so he goes to his Beis Abad. No, it means he goes to the Beis Abad to take some oil, puts it in a container, and then he uses it for the different meals of the day. He's not constantly going to the Beis Abad, but he's going on a frequent basis, every single day, Mistama. That's what he says. He's going to get the oil. That's called using the Beis Abad. It's using the Beis Abad? I don't think so. That's just... It's like a hemshech of the original dericha. It's not a real usage. So that's the question. Does that qualify to be called that it's osa peres tadi? Okay. Let's go back to Tosfos now. So we have the Tosfos, we have the background of the other Rishonim, and we fit the Rishonim into a structure. What the Rishonim could be disagreeing about. So Tosfos gave a very interesting pshat. Tosfos quotes from the Rivam. But the reason why Beis Abadim is viewed as Davash Osa Peres Tadir is because even though Al Pi Rov, the Rov HaOlam is Dorchim Bizman Lakita, Abli Yesh B'nei Adam Shematzti in Kolashana V'Dorchim B'Ma'at Ma'at. Rov B'nei Adam are Dorich only Bizman Abadim, but there are a miut of B'nei Adam that are Dorich Ma'at Ma'at, so therefore it's Osa Peres Tadir. Kolashana Kul, it's being used. So at first glance, you read the Tosfos. Certainly if this is the first Perik in the Masechta that you get to, you read the Tosis and you say, well, I don't understand. So why Taka is it defined as Davashu Osa Peres Tadi? What's the Rivam saying? Rov Taka Adorich Bezman Abadim. So if Rov Adorich Bezman Abadim, why don't I follow Rov to define the item? Right? In defining the item, I should follow Rov. And if Rov is not using the Beis Abad for Kol Hashana Kula, so therefore it's not Osa Peres Tadi. What's going on over here? Now, we know Rov, as Lina Basar Rub, is a Shas principle, right? It's a halachic principle, so we normally follow Rov. So if we normally follow Rov, why shouldn't we follow Rov over here? We should follow Rov to define the item as a Davashu Osa Peres Tadim. So if the Rov use it the Yom Liyom, Gimel Shanam Yom Liyom, if the Rov use it, you know, each and every day, so that's called the Davashu Osa Peres Tadim. If the Rov don't use it each and every day, that's not called the Davashu Osa Peres Tadim. How can the Rivam say that a Beis Abadim is viewed as a Davashu Osa Peres Tadim? Because the miut use it for the other days? So the miut defines the chayfetz as a davar she'osa peres tadim? Why should we follow miut? Shouldn't we follow rov? What's the simple answer to that kasha? What's the simple answer to that kasha? No? Yes, Zach.
I don't know. I'm recording Rabbi Gershon and doing the
Bethatos. Not according to Rabbi Gershon. What's the simple answer to that kasha? How can we follow miut? Shouldn't we follow rov to define the item as a davar she'osa peres tadim? Come on. What's the simple answer? A new hand. Come on. Frank. We don't follow up number three. Let's get a back cleanup over here. Who says we follow Rove by Mammon? Issa the head do we follow Rove. But who says we follow Rove by Mammon? Yeah, we don't follow Rove by Mammon. Is that true? Machlokes, who? Rabbi Shmuel, exactly. Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel. Come on. Sadi Gimel. So we talk a paskin like Shmuel that we don't follow Rov by Mammon. So the simple answer is, we're not going to follow Rov, we're going to follow Miut. We're going to follow the Miut. The Miut does play a role since we don't follow Rov by Mammon. So therefore the Miut does play a role over here. I know, many other Talmidim knew the answer, they didn't want to jump back. But please, participate, be part of the process. Is that such a good answer, Ephraim? We don't follow Rov by Mammon. No follow Rov by Mammon. So there are two kashas. First of all, maybe even according to Shmuel, we should follow Rav. Why don't we follow Rav by Mama? Why don't we go Buster Ruba when it comes to Mama? What's the reason? What's a pasuk? Start off with a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Al Pishnei Edim Yalkam Davar, right? There's a pasuk, Al Pishnei Edim Yalkam Davar. We need two Edim. Right? We need two Edim. We need a raya. We need a raya brua by mamon. We need a raya brua by mamon to do what? To be motzi from a muchzik. Someone's muchzik in his mamon. We're going to force him to pay. So we need a raya brua to be motzi mamon from the muchzik. Do we have a muchzik over here? We have a marakama. Do we have a muchzik? This muchzik has been sitting on the beis abad. Sitting on the beis abad. He's been using the beis abad, right? The Masik has been using the Beis Abad for 3 years. But the question is, was it Miyom Liyom? Was that, do you need Miyom Liyom? Not, but he's been on the Beis Abad. He's been using the Beis Abad for quite some time. I have a Marakam over here, but I don't really have a Muchzik. The Machzik is not a Muchzik yet. Until we establish the Machzik as the owner of the Beis Abad, he's not a Muchzik in the Beis Abad. He doesn't have possession of the Beis Abad. He's there, but he's not a Muchzik. Why is he not a Muchzik? Why? But he's there. Right? There's a tfisa there in the temple, right? Right? Wrong. Why? Karka. He's not a Muchzik, right? We spent a lot of time on this yesterday. The Muchzik is not a Muchzik. This is Karka over here. The Marakama at first glance is not really a Muchzik either. He is a Marakama. He was the previous owner, but is he a Muchzik? He's a Muchzik on this Karka? The Masik has been there. It's not so clear that the Marakama should be viewed as the Muchzik. He's not even there. He's not there. We do have a Marakama, but we don't have a Muchzik. So my question to you really is, even if we don't follow Rav by Mammon, that means that we don't follow Rav to be Motzi from a Muchzik. But here we don't really have a Muchzik. We have a Marakama. Do we follow Rav to be Motzi from a Marakama? What's the Svara? What do you think this far is? Should we follow Rav to be motzi from a Marakam, or should we not follow Rav? What should that depend on? Yes, Ari. What kind of chazaka can you be motzi from? What do you mean?
If we say that we're talking about chazakas malon, then we're not be able to. But if we're talking about chazakas neikara, because there's no chazakas.
So what are you saying? You're saying. What is chazakas? What is Cheskas Marakama all about? That's what you say, right? That's the shy. What is Cheskas Marakama all about? What do I mean? So we know that Rov beats out Chazaka. This is a Gemara in Kiddushin. Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. The Gemara is talking about Tuma v'Tara. Famous case, Tinok Shinimsa Bitsad Ha'isa, Botzik Biyodo, Rabbi Meir Metamer, Vachachami Metamer. Tinok Shinimsa Bitsad Ha'isa, the Tinok is next to the dough, and a piece of Botzik is in his hand. So clearly he took from the Isa, he touched the Isa. Rabbi Meir says that the Isa is Tahora, and the Chacham said the Isa is Tameh. Why? Mipnei Shadako Shol Tinok L'Tapeach. It's normal for a tinok to be metapeh, to touch. What does that mean? Rov tinokos metapchim be'ashpa. Most tinokos touch. They play around with the dirt. They play around with the garbage. At the time of the Gemara, in the garbage, you had shkotzim, you had shrotzim, you know, nevelas and shrotzim and this, right? Dead animals. So if the kids are playing, I understand why they invented other toys for the kids. You know, they're certainly better than playing with the shrotzim. Right, so if the kids are playing around with the ashpa, you know, kids like to play in the mud, they like to play in the dirt, and there are going to be shratzim there, so they can become tamei. If we assume that rov tinokos metapchim, that most tinokos are playing around in the ashpa, and they're going to become tamei, so there's a rov that would tell me that since the tinok definitely touched the isa, it's an isa tamei. At the same time, the isa is becheskas tara. We know that the Isa was Tara at some point in time, so it's Becheskas Tara. So the question is, what do we follow? Do we follow the Rov Tinokos Metapchim, Be'ashpa, that Rov Tinokos are going to be Temeim? Or do we follow the Chazaka, that the Isa is Becheskas Tara? So that's the Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Meir says that Smoch Miyut L'Chazaka V'Israel Ruba, that we actually combine Chazaka together with the Miyut Tinokos that are not Metapeach Ba'Ashpa. There are a group of Tinokos that are not going to be playing around in the dirt, right? There are a group of Tinokos that like to read. Right? They like to read. They like to play with their phones or to watch. I don't know. There's Tinokos that like to do other things besides playing in the dirt. Right? So they're not going to be Tameh. Rabbi Meir says, let's be masmich, the miut, to the chazaka, the Israeli ruba. It'll win out. Two against one, the chazaka and the miut combined together and it beats out the rub. Say the chachamim, no. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. The rov beats out the chazaka. Rov is stronger than chazaka. Rov is stronger than chazaka. Why is rov stronger than chazaka? So there are many different ways that you can explain. Rabbi Chanan has a big piece about this. Not for now. The Shmaitzer explains in a very beautiful way. He says that chazaka de Meikara is something from the past. The idea of chazaka de Meikara is that we keep the status quo. If we know that the Isur was Becheskas Tara, so then we assume that it's still Becheskas Tara. It keeps its chazok. Rov is not something that's just in the past. Rov is something that's in the here and now. It's in the here and now. We follow Rov and Teva in the psychology of Tinokos, right? Every Tinok, not just in the past, but every Tinok in the here and now, right? Rov Tinokos in the here and now like to play in the Ashba. That's not something of the past, that's something of the present. So the Shmaitza, something of the present beats out something of the past, since the Rov is Achshav, and the Chazak is only in the past, so the Rov is going to beat out the Chazak. What's the Loshen of the Shev Shmaitza? The Shmaitza was written by the Ksos HaChoshen. Wow, it'd be enough if he wrote the Ksos HaChoshen, but he wrote the Shev Shmaitza as well. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Classic, a classic. The Shmaitza says, Hodiruba odif mi chazok, aine mishim derov, hu hashto lefoneinu harov. Aval chazoka eino ela chazoka de meikar shahoya meikara kach. Chazoka is in the past, rov is in the here and now, so rov beats out chazoka. Zok de Shmaitza, he says, if that's the rule, that ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, because rov always beats out anything of the past, so then he thinks that just because we don't use rov to be motzi mamon from a muchzak, doesn't mean that we shouldn't use rov to be motzi mamon from a marakama. Because cheskas marakama is not in the present. Muchzak, cheskas mamon, muchzak is in the present. He's a muchzak on it now. Someone who's tofes in metaltla now is a muchzak now. So rov perhaps is not going to be able to be motzi from a muchzak now. Rov is now, but the muchzak is also now. The cheskas mamon of a muchzak is now. The cheskas marakama, zok de shmaitza, that's not in the here and now. That's in the past. He was a marakama. He's not a muchzak now. So maybe that's like chazok de meikara, he says. The shmaitza wants to suggest that cheskas marakama is midin chazaka de meikara. It's not just another type of muchzak. No, muchzak is a special halacha. Cheskas mamon is a chazaka in the here and now. It's a svar that if he's holding on to the mamon, if he's a muchzak in the mamon now, then we assume that it's his. That to be motzi from him, you need a raya brua, you need eidim, you need a raya brua. Rov is not going to work. Cheskas marakama, zok de shmaitza, that's like chazaka de meikara. That's something from the past. So it's something from the past. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Rov should beat out cheskas marakam. Just like rov beats out chazaka meikara in isur v'hether and in tumah v'tara, in mamon too. In mamon it should also work. Zok the shmaitza. There's no halacha l'moshe we've seen that rov doesn't work by mamon. No, rov doesn't work by mamon to beat out a muchzik, because muchzik is in the here and now. But cheskas marakama, since that's like chazaka de meikara, something in the past, rov will work even by mamon. Even by mamon, he says. Rav Sternbach, in his Ha'oras to the Shmaitza, so he disagrees. He says it's not muchlach to say like the Shmaitza. Rav Sternbach here on the Rishimos b'Shmaitza. This is the Shmaitza I've always used for many years because I love the footnote. His footnotes are mamish amazing. It's a good printing of the Shmaitza also. It's my favorite version of the Shmaitza. There are others, but this is. It's a very beautiful version of Shmaitza. So he has over here in the footnote, he says, what's the Shmaitz assuming that Rov can work by Mamon? That the whole problem is that Rov can't be Motzi from a Muchzik. No, maybe the idea is there's a Gzera Sakosev, that you need Edom. If you need Shnei Edom, then you need Shnei Edom. The reason why Rov doesn't work is not because Muchzik is so powerful, but rather because it's a Gzera Sakosev that you need to Edom by Mamon. So if it's a Gzera Sakosev that you need to Edom by Mamon, so then it's a Gzera Sakosev by Muchzik, and it's a Gzera Sakosev by Marakama too. It shouldn't matter that Cheskes Marakama is weaker. So what? But there's a Gzera Sakosev by Mamon that you need to Edom to establish what the truth is. So whether you're going against the Muchzik or against the Marakama, it's Doch the Zel Bazach. To Edom work, and anything less than to Edom, I'm not going to work. Rove shouldn't work. So he says it's not muchruch to learn like the Shmaitz. Okay, it's not muchruch. But according to the Shmaitz, the Kasha Taka comes back. Right, that even if we paskin like Shmuel, that we don't follow Rabbi Mamon, that's to be motzi from a muchzik. But here, we only want to be motzi from a marakama. And if cheskes marakama is like a chazoka to meikara, so then Rove should work against cheskes marakama. So why does the Rivam say that we don't follow Rov? We should follow Rov. It's a Cheskes Marakama. So if it's a Cheskes Marakama, then we should follow Rov against the Cheskes Marakama. We should define Beis Abadim, not as a Dabashu Shuos a Peres Tadim. Why should we define it as a Dabashu Shuos a Peres Tadim? Let's follow Rov. Rov people are Dorich only Bizman Abadim. So that should define the item. It should be defined as a Dabashu Shuos a Peres Tadim. So what that the others are Dorich Ma'at Ma'at, the rest of the... That's Kasha number one. It took a little bit of time to get there, but that's basically the kash. Right, that even if we know that we don't follow Rov by Mamon, but that's we don't follow Rov to be motzi from a muchzik, but to be motzi from a marakama, according to the Shev Shmaitza, you can use Rov. If you can use Rov over here, we're talking about a marakama. So why shouldn't Rov be motzi from the marakama? We should establish the Beis Abadim. We should define the Beis Abadim as a Doshen also Peres Tadis. If the machzik is not machzik imoshana miyom liyom, he should get it. He should say, "I was machzik in the right time. I was machzik, you know, by the zman abadim." That should be sufficient. Why should we say that beis abadim is a davar shuos peres tadim? And if he's not machzik miyom liyom, he's not going to get it. Oh, it shouldn't be a davar shuos peres tadim. Let's follow Rov. That's kasha number one. But kasha number two, there is another amora. The Bilchanan asks, you know, Rav argues against Shmuel. Rav holds that we do follow Rov by Mamon. So even if you'll say that according to Shmuel we don't follow Rov by Mamon, Bain, B'muchz, Bain to be Motzi from a Muchz, Bain to be Motzi from a Marakama, even if Shmuel will say that, but Rav argues, Rav says we do follow Rov, even to be Motzi from a Muchz, a Kolshkin to be Motzi from a Marakama. So if Rav says we follow Rov by Mamon, how can the Mishnah not work according to Rav? I know we say sometimes Rav Tanu Polig, but in most circumstances we don't say that. So Rav is not going to work out with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Beis Abadim is a Davar Shuos Peres Tadir. According to the Rivam, it's only Davar Shuos Peres Tadir, based on the Miut. But Rav always follows Rov by Mamon. So if Rav always follows Rov by Mamon, why can't the Machzik say, I was following the Rov. I was Machzik, like the Rov. You should allow me to be Zoche, because I was Machzik, like the Rov. Why can't he say, I was master like a Rov, and we're following Rov, according to Rav, at least according to Rav. Maybe even Lefi Shmuel, as we said, based on the Shmaitz, but at least according to Rav, he should be able to say, I follow the Rov, and then I should be able to be master like the Rov. What's more, what are we talking about over here? This is not Stam following Rov. We're talking about Cheskas Gimel Shonim, Cheskas Karkos. What are we trying to do? Right? The Chazok over here is trying to establish the Machzik as the owner. And what kind of a Chazokah does he need? He needs Chazokah k'demachziki inshi. Right? That's what the Gemara says constantly. We're seeing the Rishonim are saying like that. The Chazokah has to be k'demachziki inshi. The way that normal people attack a Machzik in something. Right? If he's shomit for ochil, you know, if he just snatches something away. If he's not Machzik completely in the normal fashion. So then there's a taina against him, right? There's this principle that the machzik has to be machzik in the machzik inshi. So tell me, how are people normally machzik in a beis abad? How do they normally use a beis abad? They normally use a beis abad, bizman abad. That's how Rov use it. So the taina of the machzik is even greater over here. not only can the machzik say, I follow Rav, right? I'm following the row. So at least according to Rav, not that the machzik is going to say I'm following Rav, but Rav should say that the machzik can claim, I'm following the row. I was machzik like the row. So if you, Rav, claim that we follow Rav by Mammon, so then he was machzik just fine. What's more, the whole point of the chazaka is to be machzik the machzik inchi. To show ownership, he has to be machzik the machzik inchi. If Rav people are machzik in this way, Rav people use the Beis Chabad in this way, he's machzik the machzik inchi. It's a gevaldika chazaka. It's a gevaldika chazaka. Maybe even Lefi Shmuel, it should be viewed as a Gvaldika Chazaka, according to everyone. Because that's what he has to do. He has to be Machzik the Machzik Inchi. So why shouldn't we follow Rav? He's doing the normal thing. So if he's doing the normal thing, why shouldn't it be defined as a Dover Shuos Aperis Tadeh? That's Achzik the Machzik Inchi. Nachum wants to say that maybe the answer to these two kashas is really the same. That is, to define something as a Dover Shuos Aperis Tadeh, we're not looking at the Gavra over here. We're looking at the Cheftza. We're trying to define the Cheftza. It's not a function of how the Gavra uses this item. How the Machzik uses the item. It's not a function of how the Machzik uses this item. It's a function of how the item is used. So he wants to suggest that the Beis Chabad was used by multiple people. It's not like everyone had their independent Beis Chabad. Maybe some did, but a Beis Chabad is something that is often used b'shutfus between different people, right? They make the Beis Chabad and people come and they bring zaysim to the Beis Chabad to press. So it might be true that rove individuals are going to be dorech zaysim bizman abad. That might be the normal way to do things, but because there are some people who adorech ma'ad ma'ad, because there are some people that press slowly but surely. Like the Shita says, there are some people who delay. They're involved in something. Right? They're involved in something, so they're not going to press at the normal time. But people delay, and they actually adore. There are some people that adorech not bizman abadim. They're adorech after the zman abadim. So can we define this cheftza as something that's not also peres tade? What the rov adorech bizman abadim. It is true the rov is adorech bizman abadim. But there is a miyut that's not Dorei Bezman Abadim. So is this Cheftza used Kalashana Kula? That's what you have to answer. That's the question that you have to answer. Is the Cheftza used Kalashana Kula? So if the Beis Chabad is used by multiple people, even if Rov are going to use it Bezman Habadim, but the fact that a miyut is going to use it Shalo Bezman Habadim, so the Beis Chabad is open for business the whole year. So as long as it's open for business the whole year, then it should be defined as a cheftza, as a dover shu osa peres tadeh. That's the yisod. The yisod is how to define this item. The chazaka that the machzik has to do, that's a function of what kind of an item it is. If it's a dover shu osa peres tadeh, so then the machzik has to use it tadeh. Right? He has to use it gimel shana miyom liyom. But how do you define something as a dover shu osa peres tadeh? Zachzib nochum, it's all a function of how is the cheftza used. Do we follow Rove to determine how the Cheftz is used? No. The question is the Cheftz used the whole year or not? So even if Rove people use it for part of the time, but if this Cheftz is taka used the whole year for the miut, if we leave the Cheftz available and the Cheftz is used the whole year because there is a miut of people that use it not at the normal time, so then the Cheftz itself is defined as a Davashu Osa Peristadir. So once the Cheftz is defined as a Davashu Osa Peristadir, so then the machzik is going to have to be machzik properly. It'll have to be machzik miyom liyom, like a dovish who also peres tadeh. Benny.
How is the machzik taking it from a particular person if it's used by multiple people in
connection? How's the machzik what?
How is the machzik going to be taking it from a particular person? I'm saying that Beis Chabad is used by multiple people.
I think Beis Chabad in general is used by multiple people. When we say that... that the miut defines this as a davar shu osa peres tadeh, that means that Beis Habadim in general are used the whole year. Maybe this particular Beis Habad is not going to be used the whole year because that's not normal, but because it's just not necessary for this person. If he does it at the right time, he doesn't have to do it the whole year. But Beis Habadim in general are dvarim shem osim peres tadeh. So therefore, the machzik has to be machzik in a beis avad, but often tader, because that's the definition of the chefza. That's the definition of the chefza in the Talmud.
So how is the machzik supposed to make a chazaka the entire year? He's going to run out of zaysim. If people don't usually themselves use the beis avad the whole year, so how is he himself going to use it for three straight years?
So that's what the Rishonim... you're saying according to Tostis.
Yeah.
According to Tostis. So he would have to... He would have to be Dorech Ma'at Ma'at. He'd have to be Dorech slowly but surely. Right? I mean, if you were to go with the other Rishonim, so you could say he'll use it for other things, for storage, etc. But Tosis is not assuming like that. Tosis is assuming that the usage is that you're Dorech with the Beis Abad. So Lechora, even if the Machzik will never use the Beis Abad after he actually proves that he owns it, he'll never use it the whole year, but to prove ownership, he Taka have to use it the whole year. You have to use it the whole year, because once you define it as a davar shu'as a peres tadir, then the cheskas was gimel shana yom yom. All right.
So now would derech kavah maybe change, because if it has to be in use for the whole year, but the way it's being used is that many people can use it at different points, but they don't need it for the full entire year. Instead of using it ma'at, could he just instead, let's say, make it into a business and just sell the rights to use it for different months of the year, different people?
Sure, if it's known that he's the one in control, so then someone else using it is the same as him using it. But he will have to use it. It comes out of Chiddush. You're Taka right, both of you are right. That even if the normal way to use the Beis Abad, according to Tosis, is really Davka Bizman Abadim, but for the Machzik to prove ownership, he'd have to use it more. He'd have to use it every day. Right? He'd have to be Dorech Mad Mad, or get some other usage, get other people to use it in his stead to prove ownership of the Beis Abad. And then later, he'll do whatever he'll do with it, but to prove ownership, he'd have to use it each and every day so that it'll be a good chazaka for a davar shu'as a peres tadir. You have a question?
Is being Dorech Ma'at Ma'at considered a derech keva?
I think so. You're saying it's normal to do a lot at one time.
Yeah. So by doing it Ma'at Ma'at, stuff continuing not there.
Mm-hmm. But Tosis is clearly assuming that it is keva, because if not, then how could that be a good chazaka? I guess the answer is that there are some people that don't harvest the zaysim all at the same time. Right? I mean, if the zaysim are harvested and you're not going to press them, so then they're going to get spoiled at a certain point. So it must be that, as he's saying, if it's not. It must be called derech keva. Right, that's okay. That if there is a miut, it's an acceptable miut. And if it's a miut of the miuta, so then it's not an acceptable miut. But if it's a miut hamatzli, so then it's an acceptable miut. So even if he's not part of the rove, but it's not called a derech harai, it's enough of a derech keva. Again, this might not be the way that he will use the beis habad in the future, but to prove ownership, if it's defined as a davar shu'as a peres tadir, so then hitaka will have to use it tadir.